It's Monday, April 27th, 2015. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head.
Virtuosity has almost become the rule.
The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. Give it up, slam it, jam it to the bump. My name's Daniel.
I mean somebody who has inside him such a love of something that just telling you about it, he makes you love it too.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Oh, what a great way to start off this year episode of The Sounds of My Head. That right there, Femme Phantasm from Los Angeles, California. That was the song Ghost Dance. It's from their self-titled EP, which you can pick up on Bandcamp. And I recommend that you do if you like that song, because it's all a lot like that kind of classic shoegazery synth pop psychedelic-y thing they got going on. Pretty good stuff. I like that song quite a bit. Speaking of other things I like quite a bit and that I haven't ever played on the show before, new bands, how about Grizzly Business? That's right there from San Diego, California. We're going to hear a couple songs off their self-titled EP. We're going to hear two songs. First, Rich Girls, which is like a kind of a cross between the Strokes and the Shins, I'd say, if we're describing it. And then we're going to hear Publa, which is more in the vein of Monsters and Men, if I'm just lining them up and putting them in buckets, which I think every band loves it when you're like, you know what they're like? They're just like something else. But in some cases, they are just like something else. And in the case of Grizzly Business, I think that's the truth. And I got to thank Wilson Turk, who alerted me to the existence of Grizzly Business. Well done, sir. Great band here. So check it out. Without further ado, Grizzly Business, right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Yeah. Your mother says it's just a waste of time. You shut your mouth and get back in that line. But I told you once and I told you twice, I could tell you again a thousand times, and I'll tell you till this heaven's innocent. Everybody's wondering what they'll say. Will you wipe that stupid look up off your face? I love you once and I love you again. I love you more a thousand times, and I'll love you till this loving never ends. No, nothing's gonna change. No, nothing stays the same. And I'm picking up the pieces off the having fun, just playing on those hot strings once again. As you say, one day you're leaving this behind. As you fucked around just one too many times. And I kiss you once, I kiss you twice, I kiss you again a thousand times. I kiss you till this kiss is our super. All your good things never last, and all your bad things never pass. I'm picking up the pieces of gold, and I'm also said and done, and I've got you on the run. Just playing on those hot strings once again. Go, just saying all the little words you wanna hear, and I'll melt your little heart, and I'm tearing it apart. We're just playing on those hot strings once again. Say good things never last, all your bad things never pass. I'll stop that fist and hit me once again. No, nothing's gonna change. Our city calls your name. We're just playing on those hot strings once again. Your heart strings once
always running, might as well deliver me to the door of your apartment. I hope you're there to welcome me, and we'll make our home together on this island in the sea. And the city, it will love us, 'cause it's there for you.
That was two songs in a row off of an awesome compilation called High Five, Eardrum Pop's 5-year anniversary compilation. And it's a massive compilation. I mean, this is one of those compilations with just like, you know, dozens and dozens of songs on it. And obviously, like most of the time, they're not all, you know, 5-star songs, but there are plenty of really great songs. And it's a free compilation. So what are you waiting for? Look for links to where you can download it at thesoundsofmyhead.com to pick up those two songs among dozens of others. The first was the quintessential UK band that produces Swedish pop music. That's a band called Finnmark. I love them. I played them on the show a few times. I think I'd be their best friends if we lived in the same place. And they're from Leeds in the UK. And they did Quiet Night in Stockholm. Great song. Five stars on the first listen. Love it. Yeah, you can't go wrong. I think pretty much everything Finnmark puts out, I'm just like, five stars. I always love it. And then we heard Cape Canaveral from Copenhagen, Denmark. Of course, they're the Danish band that sounds like they're from the West Coast. And that was their song, 1865. Really good stuff. I like those songs a lot. And you definitely want to download that whole album and see what you like on it. Speaking of massive compilations with tons of songs on them, how about 50 Bands and a Cat for Indiana Equality? That's right, it's a huge 51-track compilation with lots of bands you know and love doing songs, and bands you've never heard of doing songs to raise money for marriage equality in Indiana. It's a totally worthy cause. I recommend you forking over your $25 to get the download. It is 50 songs, so really it's like 50 cents a song, and at least half of them are probably worth it. So then it's only like a dollar for good songs. See what I mean? It's totally a good deal. And we're going to hear two excellent tracks off of this wonderful compilation. First, we're going to hear Deerhoof doing a cover of Canned Heat's Going Up the Country. I love that song a lot. I've played other versions of that on the show before. And then we're going to hear Crossroad from Austin, Texas, doing a cover of Chris Isaak's Wicked Game. And I should point out, these are probably the only two covers. I don't know. I think there's a few others. But it's not like an album of covers or anything. I just thought that these two songs were particularly strong. So putting them on. But the whole album, it's got tons of good stuff by bands you've heard and like. So check out 50 Bands and a Cat for Indiana Equality. Give them your $25. Get the download. It's good for everybody, including you. Here we go. Without further ado, Deerhoof and Cross Record with Going Up the Country and Wicked Game. Where else but right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Indiana's Governor Mike Pence, surrounded by nuns, Franciscan monks, and Orthodox Jews, signed something called the Religious Freedom Restoration Act into law.
Supporters say it protects a person or business owner from government persecution when following their religious beliefs.
Here. I didn't realize that people in Indiana could not practice religion. I'm excited. I thought you could practice religion in Indiana, but apparently it has up to now been illegal. One of those quirky local laws, I guess, but, well, God bless. All's well that ends well.
Critics say it's a thinly veiled disguise for discrimination against gay people, essentially allowing businesses to deny them services for religious reasons.
Anyway, it seems like Governor Mike Pence's unwavering belief in the goodness of Hoosiers did need some tweaking.
Mike Pence approving changes to a controversial new law.
The new language in Indiana spells out that the law does not authorize a provider to refuse to offer or provide services on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity.
Anymore, because it's the right thing to do. And you caught us. You know, I'd like to believe that the change in language came via a moral epiphany, but my guess is it's more of a, and I would have gotten away with it too if it weren't for you meddling kids.
The reason that those corporations put the pressure on Indiana and Arkansas was because the militant gay community put the pressure on them.
So when gays want equality, it's militancy. And when Christians want to deny service, it's freedom.
let me set the record straight. You know, I tease Joe sometimes, but he has been at my side for 7 years. I love that man. He's not just a great vice president, he is a great friend. We've gotten so close in some places in Indiana, they won't serve us pizza anymore. Meanwhile, Rick Santorum announced that he would not attend the same-sex wedding of a friend or a loved one, to which gays and lesbians across the country responded, "That's not going to be a problem. Don't sweat that one."
Get ready to go. Got a brand new day planner. Still snug in the wrapper. And the weekly to-do list as white as the snow. So who's good for nothing? After you've run through your personal time, you still got some whiteout. Enough to erase all the previous line. Did you say I? American splendor spreads out before you. From basements to attics, garages to sheds. Who needs a vacation? Who needs a direction? Who needs motivation when you live in your head? So who's good for nothing? So hard to finish, there's nothing to force. You still got some white eyes. And all of the girlfriends fire. Did you say out loud that you think you've lost your edge? Man, you never lost your edge. All the lazy boyfriends are preparing to change. They're staring at the ceiling and preparing to change. All the lazy boyfriends are preparing. Begin again, begin again. Wake up the lazy boyfriend. Start at the end.
right, let's catch up. After the Wicked Game cover back there, we heard two songs by a band from Valencia, Spain called La Grande Mercel Culis. I have no idea how you say it. They're awesome. They're a surf band, and we heard two songs off their album Ghost Cowboys. It's new, and it's so great. It's like, it's sort of like surf music of old spaghetti western songs with some reggae thrown in or something, and it's all instrumental, so it's like it's a kind of classic surf music, but then they're doing like western sounding songs, and then occasionally there's like reggae beats, and I love it. It's so weird and great. It's super good. If you like those two songs, definitely check out the whole album. You will not be disappointed. After that, we heard They Might Be Giants, Brooklyn's musical Ambassadors of Love, one of my favorite bands. I like to say my favorite band. We heard two songs off their new album called Glean. We heard All the Lazy Boyfriends and Madam, I Challenge You to a Duel. Both very good Flansburgh songs. It's another one of these albums. I said it about the last record, too. I'm normally more of a Linnell song fan, you know, just in terms of which They Might Be Giants songs are my favorites. But I got to say, these new records, Flansburgh is killing it. And no exception here on Glean. Not that there's not some, you know, perfectly acceptable Linnell songs, but my favorites are, I think, these Flansburgh tracks. So if you like They Might Be Giants, if you like those two songs, definitely check out the record. I thought All Your Lazy Boyfriends in particular, it starts off and it doesn't even sound like They Might Be Giants, which is kind of surprising. It takes Flansburgh's vocals to give that away. Okay, finishing up this here episode of the show, more new music from right here in Brooklyn. How about Sufjan Stevens? That's right, he's got a new album. It's called Carrie and Lowell, and we're going to hear a track from it called Should Have Known Better. It's pretty good. It's so quintessentially Sufjan Stevens-y. I felt like, you know, you don't even need to put on two songs, because really it all just sounds just like Sufjan Stevens. So here we go. It's one of my favorite tracks off the record, but the whole thing is like very solid, because it all sounds just like him. Should Have Known Better, right now, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Bright as the Oregon breeze, my
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Glean, Jessica, and Mush Mumpkin Abaddon, all by They Might Be Giants. If you like the music I play on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also find links to everything I talk about, including where to find me on social media, which is another way you can contact me at thesoundsofmyhead.com, or you can just email me at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. Look forward to hearing from you, and do me a favor, rate the show in iTunes. I love reading the reviews people write there. I don't know if anyone else does, but I like it. It makes my day every time. Thanks a lot for listening. We'll see you next time on an all-new episode of the show.